Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's That Tree author Mark Hirsch. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man with a big shout-out to his brother Howard and the dechartered Phi Lambda Phi boys, it's Michael Feldman.
Phi Lambda. Phi Lambda Phi. Dechartered. Lost their charter. They don't exist. Right? You know, there is no Pi Lambda Phi anymore, right, Howard?
Yes, there is.
There is? Oh, not in the same form, though, right? They've been defanged.
It's a sorority.
It's a sorority. That's the way it was heading anyhow.
Oh, the whole family's funny.
Mostly women in that building, as I recall. Yeah, okay. All right, welcome, Howard. My brother Howard and his Pi Lamb brothers here for the big game, the Boilermakers. And really thank God for the Boilermakers. They're like the Cubs of the Big Ten. You know, each week at this time, an actual memo sent in by actual...
listeners.
I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at you, and I forgot what I was going to say.
Aww.
I don't know what it is. And here's, well, this is actually not a memo here. So this is first, though. It's a little news article to come out of Springfield, Missouri, KSMU. Hi, guys, down there. Actually, Flippin. There's a town called Flippin near Springfield, Mo. And here's the news article. Flippin mayor shoots out window at City Hall. Authorities say no one was injured after the mayor of Flippin accidentally shot out a window in the police chief's office at City Hall. A police report obtained by the Baxter Bulletin says the rifle had been seized by Flippin police. Oh, those Flippin police. I see. In the report, police chief Dusty Smith says he was on the telephone in his City Hall office when Mayor J.J. Hudson came in and picked up the gun. The chief says he heard a loud shot and saw a large hole in his window. No one was injured. Hudson told police he was trying to unload the firearm and that the ammunition had jammed. Right. He told the newspaper that it's all been taken care of and declined further comment. So thank you for that article. That's very interesting. All the flipping news that isn't. Here's the actual memo. It comes from somewhere in Arkansas. I can say that. And comment on junior sponsors. This about has having to do with the junior class, and it reads as follows. I received a phone call from a concerned parent about the junior class chants. They are concerned that the chant that received the most votes had the phrase, Free Little Boozy, in it. Little Boozy is a rapper who is currently jailed and whose songs have explicit lyrics. The parent requested that we ensure that all class chants are appropriate and relevant to school spirit. I assured her that they most likely have to be, since they will be approved by the teachers and the principal, but thought I would mention it since the parent requested it. Thanks very much. Thank you for that memo on the Little Boozy chants of the junior class. Well, that was tepid. No tepid. Does it say tepid applause? It does not say tepid applause. Overreact. This is radio. Fake it. You're married, aren't you? You know how that works. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful reception. And where can they send memos or any sort of communications?
They can send memos or other letters to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're writing something by snail mail, which you call snail mail.
Yeah, longhand snail mail.
Yeah.
821 University.
Longhand now, is it?
Longhand, yeah. 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin. 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Have you actually ever written a letter? Or
many. I love letter writing. I think it's a lost art. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And by the way, I'm on Twitter, too, if you want to get
yes,
in on that.
Yes, that's right. The handle is myfeldman, or at myfeldman. Yeah.
We still say the at, because
do
not
we?
Everyone is as hip as you are.
Okay.
And
at myfeldman.
Yeah.
And where are we going to be next Saturday morning?
Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Isn't
oh, my
exciting.
God. My heart is palpitating. I just should calm
no,
down.
No, it's great, though. Back in Oxford. I love it down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oxford and Mississippi and Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
They will. Everyone's going to be in Tuscaloosa, though, at the Alabama game.
That's kind of the downside of the whole thing.
Yeah, we should really do the show in Tuscaloosa because that's where they're going to be.
Population seemed to have like.
Oh, my God.
We're looking for something kind of exciting to do down there. So for those of you listening down in Mississippi, if you have suggestions for fun things to do in Oxford.
You keep mentioning that. I don't have a problem.
I was thinking skydiving. I don't know. Like, what's fun to do?
You can do that. The place will be empty. You can do whatever you want. You can break into people's homes.
If people have suggestions, we are open to them.
Yeah.
Notmuch.com. Find our email address. Yeah. Send us suggestions.
And I would like to point out that it's only 3 hours and 6 minutes to drive to Tuscaloosa. There's no direct route. I've looked at all the various routes. Three hours and 6 minutes is the estimated arrival. But if you speed, you probably do it like 2.5. So you could go to the show, and you have you out of there by about noon, and you'll be there in plenty. The kickoff is 2:30 or something like that, right?
Perfect. Isn't it?
I don't know what the kickoff time is.
Yeah, it's like 2:30 or something like that, and you'll have plenty of time. You can tailgate on the way down. By the way, tailgating at Ole Miss is unbelievable. They dress for it. It's like formal. It's so unlike here, you know, where nobody really dresses for tailgating here or really brings any food to it. But they have linen and they have silver and they have dressed, and it's just really kind of an amazing thing to see.
Too bad we'll miss that.
Yes, because it's not in town.
We could host a tailgate before the show. 7 a.m. tailgate.
Yeah, we can try and do that. Yeah. But I'm not really dressed for it. I don't think I could do it.
Do look nice today, Michael. You look sharp.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I got a lot of inadvertent reply.
You should have seen the last
one. You're the only one who thinks so. You're the only one who likes me, John. Oh. You're always saying nice things to me. Yeah. And I wish you'd stop it. It makes me uncomfortable.